and on 103.5 FM. This is 3MBS, Fine Music Melbourne.
Good evening and welcome to Australian Sounds. I'm Leila Engel and I'll be with you until midnight tonight. This evening we have music by Gordon Kerry, Barry Cunningham and Andrew Ford up in store. But I have a very special guest in the studio with me today. It's Luke Serrano. Welcome, Luke.
Hi, Leila. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, Luke is a Melbourne-based composer, teacher and saxophonist. He holds a Bachelor of Music from the Melbourne University and studied with Brenton Broadstock and Stuart Greenbaum. He's brought in his latest project, which is a CD called Aeolus. Can you tell us a little bit about the idea behind the project, Luke?
Certainly. The idea behind the record Aeolus is to go in various directions with a Mediterranean theme. And Aeolus, if I can go give you a bit of background behind it, is Aeolus was a god or a demigod in ancient Greek mythology. And he had the power to control the winds, north wind, south, east, west, all directions. And he features in Homer's The Odyssey, where the hero, Odysseus, comes across his island. Now, this island is in an area which is even today called the Aeolian Islands, just north of Sicily. And he resides on this island as the king of the island. And Odysseus stays with him for a certain time. And at the end of his stay, he asks to be helped on his onward journey back home to Greece. And Aeolus gives him the gift of many winds. All the winds in a satchel bag, says, "Here, take these winds. These are your guide to take you back home on your onward journey." So I've taken this as a metaphor for all the compositions in this suite, where each movement has its own character, sometimes even opposing character to the previous movement. So one movement might be all about patience and forbearance, and the next movement could be quite the opposite. It's all about seizing the moment and going forward with gusto and asserting yourself. But all of them are relevant, all of them are important, and they're all sort of guides or even magic powers, you might say, that we can use on our onward journey. The idea is not to use them all at the same time. This is what sort of happens in the story. Those of you who know the Odyssey well will know that it doesn't turn out so well. When the other sailors look inside the bag and release all the winds all at the same time. But if we use them well, then they can be a wonderful guide through our life. The other side of the story is that I have an Italian cultural heritage, or at least I have a Mediterranean heritage, because if you go back far enough, my first family members came to Australia in 1904 from the island of Lipari, one of these islands, the main island. And if you look at the history of this area, this part of the world, they've been dominated by all different cultures, from the Greeks to the Spaniards to the Saracens and even the Vandals, you know, from Northern Europe and so on. So if I look into my cultural heritage, I feel a certain kinship with not just with Italian music, but also with music from that whole region. And that's taken up until this time in my life to honour that lineage and for that to come through in my music.
And it says you're not only influenced by your cultural heritage, you're also influenced by many other art forms, painting being one of them.
Yeah, sure. So the first piece we're going to listen to is actually the very beginning, the opening of the entire suite, and it's entitled Chiaroscuro, and that is from references Renaissance art. My family, there's two art scholars in my family, and so I've been well schooled with them, and also on my travels about art. And so I reference that artistic technique, which features in the work of artists like especially Caravaggio, where there's a brightly lit subject, but then there's strong shadows in the background around the subject, which creates a very dramatic kind of effect. And so this first movement plays on that theme of sudden contrast between light and dark, but also there's some passages where it very subtly, imperceptibly goes from a light passage to a dark passage. So it's all about the nature that our lives are full of light and dark. What I've also done is to help the listener find their way into the music, because I understand that contemporary music can be sometimes a little bit forbidding. I like to make it easier for the listener to come into my music by just giving them a few words, not giving the whole game away or telling them what to think or feel, but just something to hold on to when they're listening to the music to accompany them on their journey. So the words I've written for this particular movement are chiaroscuro. The bright sky illuminates the way as the dark sea carries us on, our canvas of shimmering waves.
Beautiful. Let's listen to that now.